Lately you say you unappreciate it. Like all the shit you do for me, I don't appreciate it. Like Jodeci, come talk to me, we need some mediation. I put that MRS in front, your name abbreviated. Mr. and Mrs., we abbreviate. I know they mad, we gon' keep them hated. They intimidated. Messy bitches on the ground, they be instigating. They wanna find you out so bad, they making fake pages. They investigating, you ain't never basic. You be setting trends, you my best friend. Count up these back ends, I blow your back out. You let me back in, I never back out. I make empty promises, sometimes I let you win. To build your confidence, girl you compliment all my accomplishments. You got a swag on you, Chanel bag on you. You got that bag, don't you? But you don't brag, don't you? No, no. I put it in, she tell me go slow. I start stroking like a robot. Got a lock screen on my photo. I'm all yours and all these no. Lately you say you feel unappreciated. Like all the shit you do for me, I don't appreciate it. Like Jodeci, come talk to me, we need some mediation. I put that in my ass in front, your name abbreviated. Mr. and Mrs., we abbreviated. We abbreviated. Oh yeah, baby, we abbreviated. Mr. and Mrs., we abbreviated. And I know you got a lot on my heart, ayy. And I ain't tryna fuck it up and fall apart, no, oh no. Girl, you got me with nobody at me. I love that smile, so I'ma keep you happy. And I'ma spoil you like a newborn. We too deep and it's the move on. And I know they love to see us down. Pick your head up off the ground, I'ma be around. When all the chips fall, I'll be your casino now. Whenever times get hard, we gon' leave it up to God. You got me preaching now. Lately you saying you been unappreciated. Like all the shit you do, I don't appreciate it. Like Jodeci, come talk to me, we need some mediation. I put that MRS in front, your name abbreviated. Mr. and Mrs., we abbreviated. Mr. and Mrs., we abbreviated. Mr. and Mrs., we abbreviated. We abbreviated. Hello, I'm on my own. And I don't wanna f*** it up. Oh no.
WSJU Radio, DJ Mad Max on the airwaves up here at St. John's University. And we have a very, very special guest in the building here tonight. A legend in my book.
You did.
And a lot of people's books.
What's good, man? Shout out to the whole St. John University.
New Orleans' own.
Kid.
That's right. You said it first. I usually say the names first, but no need tonight.
Yeah.
How you feeling, Kid? Welcome to St. John's.
Yeah, I'm feeling real good, man. Just the walk around here inspired me. I wonder why I ain't. You know, was smart enough to come to college.
You got a gift, that's why, and that gift is rapping.
Yeah, man, of course. But just saying that the environment around here, man, it's a great environment.
Mm-hmm. What'd you think of Carnesecca Arena?
I loved it, you know what I'm saying?
We got to get you that performance out there.
Oh, definitely. ASAP, too. We got to get that ASAP. We got to get that done. St. John was good, man. Y'all want me to come here, you hear me? Let it be known, man.
You're
start
here.
A petition. Do
he
something.
Is here.
You got to get it.
He is here. New Orleans zone. And speaking of New Orleans, how about you tell me what it was like growing up there?
Growing up there, man, I feel like everybody kind of got the same, stories. You know what I'm saying? But it's still always different in your own way. Coming up down there, it's hard, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's hard, and especially like trying to do what I'm doing, you know, like rapping. Like it's a whole lot of talent in the city, whole lot of talent, but it's no outlets out there, you know, for real. Like it's like you gotta get from out of the city to make it out of the city.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like and it's crazy, I was just blessed, you know what I mean? I was blessed to run into the right people at the right time, for real.
And Lil Wayne was the one who originally found you.
Yeah.
Now, what was that like? Yeah. What was your first experience with him?
Tell you the truth, he didn't want to hear me rap. He didn't want to hear me. He, you know, like real talk. Yeah, like he was brushing me off. Like I, I met Wayne through a personal friend, you know, from off my block. You dig, his name Mule. You know, shout out to Mule. You know, he still, you know, be on the road and stuff with Wayne. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he took me to Wayne, you know, because I was just, you know, on a corner rapping, like, you know. Mm-hmm. And like I said, like, coming up out that, man, you know, we do it for fun. Like, we do it because we love to do it. You know what I'm saying? We fall in love with the passion of it first because we don't, like, we can't see that far as really making it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, being on TV and stuff like that. So we fall in love with the art first, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? So when I met Wayne, he took me by Wayne, and you know, I'm standing there, you know, I'm, you know, just standing around, you know what I'm saying? I don't know none of them, none of that, you feel me? I just know I'm there for dude to hear me rap. And so, you know, I go up to him because, you know, y'all, you get frustrated.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, shit, you know, y'all, like, y'all scared to say something. So, you know what I mean? I go up to him. I'm like, yo, you know, I'm your people, and, you know, I put the rap for you, you know? He was like, all right, for sure, all right. My people going to check you out, all right, type stuff you did. So, and when he did that, you know, I was like, man, I'm gone. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to dip. And shout out to Fee Banks. You know what I mean? A lot of y'all probably don't know Fee. But Fee Banks play a major part in Wayne's success. You know what I'm saying? He's the guy that bought y'all NBA Young Ball and everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, Fee Banks. But anyway, shout out to Fee. Fee was there, and he was like, look, you know what I'm saying? Don't trip, you know what I mean? I'm about to, you know, get to come out here and stuff like that. And when he came outside, I went to spitting. And it was over from there. Like, his reaction from the first couple words I was saying, you know what I mean? Like, you know, messing them up. And then it ended up being a whole, like, I don't want to say battle, but it was like a, you know, like a cypher. It was like he had to rap. You know what I'm saying? For real, you know, like he had to rap because, you know, everybody like, yo, man, it ain't going in. Like, man, hold up, man. You know, like, you got to rap something, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, and it was like that, man. And, you know, it was love from then, you know what I'm saying? Then came the squad up stuff and, you know, yeah.
Now, when would you say you started rapping? What age?
Man, I was rapping. I want to say, man, like, people might think I'm exaggerating, bro, but, like, I really want to say I was rapping since I was probably, like, 7, 8.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because I used to watch, you know, just a lot of, like, rap videos and stuff and, you know, I was always, you know, in tune with the music, like, just like how these kids is now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's a whole different world now, though. You have the technology with Spotify and Apple Music and all that.
Yeah,
you can just use social media to see what's dropping every week.
Yeah.
Back in the day, you'd have to watch
the
BET
box
or something. Yeah, you'd have to watch television.
Yeah, so, you know, and I just, you know, fell in love with it from then, man. And, you know, from that came just, you know, rapping in the neighborhood, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Until, I'm here now.
Mm-hmm. Who were some of your inspirations?
Coming up, man, my inspirations was, like, New Orleans rappers. You know what I'm saying? Soulja Slim, rest in peace, Soulja Slim. Hot Boys, L.O.G., you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't know about L.O.G. He's a, you know, a New Orleans, you know what I'm saying, a New Orleans legend. You feel me? He from the Ninth Ward, you know what I mean? You know, that's where I'm from, man. You know, but he didn't make it as far as I made it, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, like, shout out to him, you know what I mean? Because he was one of the best and still is to me.
Mm.
You know what I mean? For real, still is to me. So shout out to L.O.G., man. And also, man, while we on the subject, rest in peace, Fifth Wall Weeby, you know what I mean? We just lost him, you know, earlier this year. You know, he was a New Orleans legend, man, Bounce legend, you know what I mean? He was one of the guys that was behind the two Drake singles, what's the one, man, that had the Shiggy Challenge and all that with it.
Oh, In My Feelings.
Yeah, the In My Feelings and the other joint he dropped, like, right after that, you know what I mean?
Oh, I'm trying to remember that one.
But each one of them had the New Orleans sound, that New Orleans bounce beat, you know what I mean? That's how you knew. Fifth Wall Weeby, you know, he had his hands in that, and, you know, and shout out to Drake too, you know what I mean, for bigging up our culture, New Orleans culture.
Yeah.
For real.
So after the whole Wayne thing and just moving on from there, you eventually met 50 Cent.
Yeah.
And what was that first interaction with him like?
The first interaction was crazy. Cause when I met 50, I met him at a crazy point like in my life. You know what I mean? Like I was wild at the time, and my first time meeting him, he was in New Orleans. He was filming a movie, and I had to go meet him and stuff. He was on the studio van he had. And I had to fly down. Like, I was actually out here when he called me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was actually out here, like, in his project. Like, on a little block, like, 134 got brought. I was out here when he called me. You know what I mean? So it was just so crazy to me. You know what I'm saying? So I ended up having to fly back down to the city. And I flew down. I met him. And when I met him, like, he'll tell you, he said in a couple interviews and everything, you know what I'm saying? Like, when he first met me, man, I had every gun on the man on me. You know what I'm saying? You know, my people, like, it was at a point in my life where I felt like I ain't have nothing to lose. You know what I'm saying? And I was tripping. I was tripping. For real.
And what did it mean to you for him to put you in G-Unit?
It meant everything to me. You know what I'm saying? You know, this is G-Unit. You know what I'm saying? You can't tell me you wasn't a G-Unit fan. You know, it's like, it meant everything to me, you know, because as far as for me, bro, like, you know, I was with whatever, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Whatever, you know, long as we was moving forward, you know, I was with whatever, for real. And just for him to put me a part of the unit, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was a blessing, you know what I mean? For real. I knew I had to hold it down.
And you did.
Yeah.
I remember seeing you back, what was it, 2014? You were up at Funk Flex spitting a fire freestyle with the rest of the members.
Yeah, man.
Was that your first time on Flex?
Yeah. It wasn't my first time going to Flex building, you know what I'm saying? But that was my first time actually, meeting Flex and sitting down and could rap and actually rapped over that because, coming up, man, if you love rap, man, ain't nowhere in the world you can't tell me you wasn't on the internet looking at people rap on Funk Flex.
Man.
You know what I'm saying?
Another big platform was Rap City Basement back in the day.
Exactly. Yeah. Hey, man, look, that was always my dreams, you know what I'm saying, to get on, like, Flex and stuff and rap and get in the basement and, rap with Tigger, playing. For real, Tigger used to be handling a lot of rappers. You couldn't go in there playing. Yeah.
Tigger's way better than a lot of rappers out now, I'll tell you that.
That's what I'm saying, that was just something I always wanted to do, man. They need to bring the basement back, man.
Yeah, we need that. That was a great time in hip-hop.
Yes, it was. It was, man. That was when, music was real
and
music,
genuine,
man. And it was genuine. Like, and you could tell the people that was making that music, like, it wasn't, of course, it was about the money, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. They're going to make the money, but you could tell that they loved the art first.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? People put the art first and they, cared about, like, what they were saying and everything actually meant something,
This brings me to my next question, which I ask a lot of my guests. What's your view on the current state of hip-hop overall right now?
Right now, I can't front, man. I like it because it's right now, like, I feel like the music now, it gives you more of a rush and it's hype and, it got everybody dancing and, you know what I'm saying, stuff like that. I like it, you know what I'm saying? Shouts to all the youngest doing their thing, you know what I mean? Like, they figured it out. They figured the hustle of the game.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? For real.
And you've been doing this for a long time, making hits. And like I told you, down in Carnesecca Arena, No Commercial was one of my favorite songs in high school. Remember that in 2016, like yesterday, listening to the back of that in the school bus. I never thought I'd be in this seat today interviewing you. It's crazy where life takes
That's
you.
That's what's up, man. For real. Yeah, man. No Commercial, man. That was hard.
What was that video like, too, filming?
It was raw, you know what I'm saying? I just did around the way, you know what I'm saying? We shot it in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy too, man. It's a crazy situation, man. Like, the spot where you see, like, the shot where, holding a gun and all that. I wish I would have never did that, you know what I'm saying? My homie house got raided because of all that, you know what I mean?
So,
yeah, man, like, but, sometimes, you know, you just got to play it smarter. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But it was raw, man. And, you know, like, it was raw.
How would you say your sound has changed over the years since that point?
I feel like I'm trying to rap, like, more smarter. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know, like, don't get stuck in that, you know, nah, I'm going to do this like this. I don't care about the new, you dig,
yeah.
What they doing, nah, this and that. Like, nah, I don't want to, like, get stuck like that. You know what I'm saying? You got to learn how to grow. You know, you got to expand. You feel me? And I feel like right now, you know, I'm good. You know, I feel mm-hmm. like I figured it out. You know what I'm saying? I figured it out. Yeah. You hear me? It's about to get scary.
I love the bar on that song. No commercial for Halloween. I never dressed up as Master Splinter.
I love
Ninja Turtles, but I don't know how to rap.
That's a fact, dude.
It is. That's a bar, though.
Yeah. Like that's the thing with me, man. Like a lot of people, like don't confuse the bars from actually being real facts. You know, what I'm saying? I just know how to rap good, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. For real.
If I didn't think you did, you wouldn't be in that chair. That's a fact. I only put real good rappers in that chair.
That's what's up, man. Thank
good
you, man.
Good music only in my show. That's it.
That's a fact.
Oh man, I think that's what the game is missing a lot too. Is just the punchlines and just the bars that just make you go back and think and just like, wow, that was a line. You don't hear that anymore.
Yeah, you really don't, man, because, you know, like I said, man, right now, it's people treating the game as just a hustle now. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. There's no actual real love for the sport of it. Mm. You know what I'm saying? It's just more about the hustle, you know what I mean? Get the money, this and that, you know what I mean? Like, these days, when you hear rappers or see rappers doing interviews, first thing they say, I ain't a rapper. You know, for real, like... And you know, for people like me, like, well, you feel like, you know, rapper, dude, get out the way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Because you're a rapper.
Yeah. Like me, it's like, you know, like, I ain't saying I'm the realest dude in the world, but you know what I'm saying? I know I'm a stand-up dude. I'm a, you know what I'm saying, real dude here, man. I'm proud to say I am a rapper.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm proud of that, man.
I'm glad that you're on that wave.
Yeah.
Because we need a lot more people like you. In the industry right now. When I turn on the radio a lot, I get upset because just how rap has changed. And I tell this to a lot of my guests as well, is that these rappers are, I don't even want to call them that because they're not a lot of them. They're dropping, you know, they value, I would say, quantity over quality.
Yeah.
It's how many they can, it's how many songs can they drop. Whereas I'm still listening to No Commercial and Peanut for Mazant.
Yeah.
From years ago, you know what I mean? That just says a lot about your art and creativity.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that so much, bro. I really do, bro. I appreciate that a lot, man. For real, because, you know, a lot of people just, you know, they sleep on good music, man. Everybody right now, they just want to, you know, get high, get money, and you know, be in the clubs.
Yeah, that's it.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody want to party, you know, but they always got to remember, after all that playing and bull messing around that you're doing, you got to come back to reality. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's what's coming around right now. I think a lot of real music is coming back. You know, shout out to Griselda.
Westside Gunn.
Yeah, man. You got, you know, J. Cole and his people. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
You're right in the same seat that J. Cole was years ago. He graduated from here, too.
Yeah, I know. That's crazy. For real.
Yeah. St. John's has a rich history of hip-hop artists. I know Run DMC went here, and DMC came here.
Okay.
It's the right place.
That's dope. Man, it seemed like everybody that came here went to Def Jam then, huh?
Yeah. Oh. So tell me, Kid, what was it like coming to New York from New Orleans and being a rapper in New York?
Oh. It's wonderful, you know what I'm saying? It's good to be a rapper anywhere and get noticed anywhere outside of your comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because as far as, like, my city go, you know, everybody knows what's up. You know what I'm saying? You know, really do. But to get the same love way on the opposite side of the map, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's incredible. You know what I'm saying? Like, and if people, you know, people that actually know me, they'll tell you, you know, I stop for every picture. You know what I'm saying?
You're not one of these rappers that charge for pictures, yeah.
Nah, man. I'm happy and I'm grateful that somebody look at me, you know, as a rapper and, you know, and as a star and want to take a picture with me.
Yeah.
For real, because like I keep saying, man, like, where I'm from, you'll never think you'll actually get that far, you know?
Mm-hmm. What made you choose the name Kid Kid?
Actually, man, like, my name was Peanut, you know, like, that's my real nickname, mm-hmm. you know, Peanut. Everybody yeah. know me as Peanut.
That's why you used it for Peanut from Maison.
Yeah, and I was calling myself Nut the Kid, right? And I'm about to tell you, it was so crazy, man. Like, it really actually came just playing around, man, and playing Madden and, you know what I mean, stuff like that and talking trash to, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, like, I just kept scoring, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know, I caught two interceptions back-to-back and stuff, and, you know, I was like, yeah, double time. You hear me? Don't call me Kid. Call me Kid. I'm blah, blah, blah. You know, it just so happened, like, that's within that same, you know, we were playing in the studio.
Yeah. So, you're playing video games in the studio. Yeah, I'm playing Madden.
Yeah, the studio. And I said it on a track just to be messing with that person. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Just to be messing with that person. And and then, probably like 2-3 songs later, you know, another day, I'll record with Wayne, and he just said it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And when he said it, it's like, well, all right, it just kind of stuck. You know what I mean? Yeah, it just kind of stuck from there.
Were you playing as the New Orleans Saints?
Yeah, of course. Of course. My best, you hear me, the favorite, and the best football team in the world. Y'all gonna stop cheating us, man. Y'all cheat us every year.
Oh, yeah, they really are. Last year, especially with the Rams.
Oh, my God.
I was angry.
I don't want to talk about that. I don't want to talk about that.
It could be worse. You could be a Jets fan. I'm a Jets fan. It could be way worse than just not make the playoffs in, what is it, 9 years now.
Oh, man, I feel my condolences.
You got Drew Brees. Drew Brees is nice.
Yes. Yes, man. Shout out to Drew Brees, man.
I'm hearing he may retire. Is that true?
Yeah, but we ain't letting Drew Brees go. No, man.
I think he's got to get one more ring.
Yeah, he got to, man. If Drew Brees retire, man, he's going to have to move out the city and everything else, man. For real. We love him too much, man, and we need him. You know what I mean? For real.
You got a good team, too, with Alvin Kamara and Michael Thomas.
Yeah, man. We got a high power offense. You know what I mean? I just think we need, you know, step up our defense more, you know, and play more aggressive on the defensive side.
You actually have an ex-Jet, DeMario Davis, too.
Yeah, but he's an ex-Jet, so, yeah.
Are you not a Jet? You don't have any love for the Jets?
Well, I don't watch any of the Jets game, man. I swear, man, when it's NFL time, you know, I catch other games if I'm just, you know, not doing nothing or whatever, but, you know, the only game I'm focused on is the Saints game. I'm going to make sure every Sunday I watch the Saints game.
That's tradition.
Yeah, of course.
Were you watching the game?
Who that?
What were you saying?
Who that?
Oh, who
that? Who that nation? You hear me?
Oh, man, that's iconic.
Yeah.
Were you watching it live with Joe Horn, the game back in the day, when he had the telephone, the cell phone?
Oh, my God, that boy brought up Joe Horn. Man, hey, Joe Horn, it's the truth. Joe Horn was the truth, bro. But yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, man.
That play's iconic.
Yeah, man. It's gonna forever be iconic, man. Just that year, man, when the Saints won the Super Bowl, man. Like,
oh, against the Colts.
That was the best thing that could have happened to New Orleans.
I was glad and rooting for you guys.
Yeah, man. Especially at that time, you know, everybody just, you know, recovering from Katrina, and, you know, you had all that going on, you feel me? Then the Saints won the Super Bowl. I think that brought the city all the way together.
Yeah, it was good for the city, and I remember watching the after parties and just how wild the people were going there when they won.
Man, we started a whole trend. Yeah. You know, for real, we started a whole trend. Wasn't nobody getting parades and all that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Till we cut up after the Saints won the Super Bowl.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? For real, that's how we cut up, and now, you know, everybody want to do the same, you know, but hey, shout out to y'all.
Yeah, and congrats on that Super Bowl win from years ago, because the Colts beat the Jets, so I was angered, and I was like, Saints
man,
better
come
win
on,
this.
Man, who ain't beat the Jets, man? You know, some things you just got to deal with till y'all get better, you know.
Yeah.
Just stick with them, though.
Yeah. I'll stick with them.
Yeah.
I don't think I'll ever see him win, but
Yeah, yeah, you got to stick with them, man. Loyalty is everything. Mm-hmm.
How about this? You know what's worse? I'm a Knicks fan.
Oh, well, I'm pretty sure, you know, everybody in New York got to be a Knicks fan. Man.
Except for Big L.
What Big L?
Big L.
From Harlem?
Yeah.
You know, he did. Rest in peace, Big L. Yeah. Oh, I never knew he wasn't a Knicks fan.
Yeah, he said that on the 98 Freestyle. I'm from New York. I never was a fan of the Knicks.
Oh, wow. Wow. You talking about when he was freestyling with Jay-Z and stuff?
That's a 95 Freestyle. Oh, his 98 Freestyle is the one he said the Knicks won.
Oh, all right. All right. Yeah. Yeah.
So he's the only Knicks fan that's, or is he the only fan from New York that's not a Knicks fan?
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot. I'm pretty sure, you know, a lot of people turn to Brooklyn.
Brooklyn, yeah, because of KD and Kyrie and all that. But look how that's turning out right now.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, it really is. And just getting back to your music, what were some of the things that 50 Cent told you that you'll always cherish and just use as motivation, some advice?
Get the money, kid. Get the money, kid. Make sure you get to the money, man. You know, no matter what you do, man, get to the money. You know, get more serious about your business side of things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for real. Like, that was something, you know, he used to always stress to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, get on your business. And you know what I mean? Like, because to him, it was like, yo, man, you know, you already got rapping and everything down pat.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, for real, you just got to work on everything else. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how about we get into a quick music break, and I know you have a few tracks for me to play here tonight.
Oh, yeah. I bought some treats out for y'all, you know what I'm saying? Some exclusives coming up on, the new tape I'm going to be dropping. So, yeah, I had to be in the studio all night last night making clean edits and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, man, so how about we get in Iron Mike?
Yeah.
Was that inspired by Mike Tyson?
Actually, I just couldn't think of a name for the song,
mm-hmm.
and I say that in the song, uh-huh. So I was like, well, all right. You know what I'm saying? You know,
well, let's get to it then. Iron Mike, here it is on WSJU Radio, St. Yeah. John's University, Queens, New York.
Yeah.
Keep it locked there, 9:40 p.m. Kick Kid Mad Max.
If it's beef, call it beef. Just don't call the police. Been shitting on haters so long that my leg falling asleep. Hit your block 30 in the Glock, take the trash out, let it dump. Don't try and play me like a chump. Thought a wall like Trump. No one on ones, you get jumped. You know I'm too small to fight. Fuck around, put design on you. Think you ain't Mike. Try and take my shine. What the fuck you mean, take it light? You broke, keep your advice. I'm trying to hear all that Blue tips in the FN. For them blue chips, she a lesbian. Got a blue pill and a best friend. If it's beef, call it beef. But don't call the police. Been shitting on haters so long that my leg falling asleep. Hit your block with a couple glocks, take the trash out, let it dump. Don't try and play me like a chump. Start a wall like Trump. No one on one, you get jumped. You know I'm too small to fight. Fuck around, put this iron on you if you think I ain't Mike. I'm a crackhead with the pipe, cause I crack heads with the pipe. I thought you said it's on sight. That's what you said on your site. Got me up in beast mode. My girl said that's the cheat code. Put in work like a Chico. They might hit me with the Rico. I could make it rain, sleet, snow. That's a pic you could repost. Fuck the whole city up on the man. They was sleeping on me, going off them. Better wake your ass up, get some bands. Go get some bands, little. Never made straight A's, but I knew I couldn't be average. A lot of y'all just, y'all check your pH balance. If it's beef, call it beef. Just don't call the police. Been shitting on haters so long that my leg falling asleep. Hit your block 30 in the Glock, take the trash out, let it dump. Don't try and play me like a chump. Thought a wall like Trump. No one on ones, you get jumped. You know I'm too small to fight. Fuck around, put the Zion on you if you think you ain't Mike. Huh? Yeah.
WSJU Radio, DJ Mad Max, St. John's University.
St. John, St. John.
And we're back here. And we just heard Iron Mike.
Yes. Yes.
I had the studio. You had the studio booming. I was just pushing the volume level up louder.
Yeah. Iron Mike, man. I guess I'm going to keep the title now.
That goes hard. And you just told me that you recorded this 2 days ago.
Yeah, I recorded it 2 days ago, man. For real. I'm going to tell you, man, like I did it. And that's what I'm saying. Like, what had me listening to it last night, yesterday, was because I felt like it was too short. You know what I mean? You know, they're like, no, it's good. I'm telling you, you know, this and that. And, And, you know, they ended up making a clean edit of it, you know, and they put it on a flash drive, you know what I mean? So, so hey, you know, play it, you know what I mean? I'm pretty sure anything you play, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, that's of course.
Be like, yeah, you know, for real.
Now, do you freestyle when you make your music or you have it written down?
Nah, you know, I don't really call it freestyling, man. I just call it going in, you know what I'm saying? And because, you know, I still put a lot of thought into what I say, you know? I just find the word. I just don't write the words down. You know what I'm saying? I just don't write the words down. I just, you know, get in there, you know, listen to the beat, figure where I want to go with it, and everything just come to me from there. For real.
And I just heard the story of someone bringing you a CD and having you sign it.
Oh, yeah. In South Carolina, I was out there, and my very first, like, real CD release, The Rillionaire, the title was The Rillionaire.
Yeah.
Like, he had an actual hard copy of the CD, like, and it was so crazy to me, you know, because I never seen, I don't have it for one, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I haven't seen that in over damn near, you know what I'm saying, so many years, man. And it's like, man, like for him to have that, you know, it was crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it was just so crazy, you know, and it touched me, you know what I mean? Because when I see stuff like that, man, and even when people just, you know, whether it's a DM or, you know, a comment or a post or just see me out somewhere and just be like, yo, man, I rock with you, man. You know what I'm saying? You dope, you this and that. Like, y'all don't understand. Like, that motivates me. You know, that motivates me. And it makes me feel like, yeah, you know, I'm doing something right and I'm not doing it for nothing. You know what I mean? Because that's all I need, man. I just need people to hear me.
Yeah.
For real.
And they're going to. And when can we expect the next project? Because you said these are all songs that we're going to hear soon.
Yeah. I'm going to try to drop the project. What is it? February? Sometime probably in June.
In June.
Yeah.
In time for the summer.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I'll be enjoying that when I'm done with the books.
Yeah, man. Got to F the sum up, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I need something going into the summer right anyway. I'll be on summer break.
Facts,
counting down the days.
Right. Well, look, for you, I'm going to put out a mixtape before that, before I drop. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Y'all hearing it first, St. John. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm going to put out a mixtape before that project on the strength.
I'll be looking forward to that. Do you have any titles in mind from the upcoming projects?
No, I don't.
It'll come in time, though.
I don't. We could, let's make up one right now.
Make up one?
Yeah.
I can't do that.
I'm saying, what you think the title should be? If you could come up with a title right now for me for KK's mixtape before his project about to drop, what would you feel would be a good title?
I can't think of one. There's going to be too much dead air. You put me on the spot.
But, Chad, you know, I'm going to come up with one, man. As soon as I do, I'm going to make sure y'all know. For real. I'm going to make sure y'all know. I'm going to make sure y'all be the first.
Mm-hmm.
For real.
Now, you have your own record label now. Is that right?
Yeah. Rillionaire Records. I've been at it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Been at it. I started that, like, way when, you know, I was with Wayne. You know what I mean? Like, once I started just learning, you know, about the business and stuff, you know what I'm saying? You know, but as a, you know, you always want your own, no matter what.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You always gonna want your own.
What does it take to get your own?
The internet. The internet. Yeah, for real. You know, you could Google, you know, start your own label and stuff like that. And, you know, then you go through the processes of, you know, just paying your fee, you know what I'm saying? Got to copyright your label name, got to, you know, stuff like that, and, you know, and you be all right. And the rest, I think once you get all that established first, then, you know what I'm saying, you know, the rest is up to you as far as how your music moves and, you know, stuff like that. You know, right now I'm partnering with OP right on point, you know what I'm saying? That's my family, you know what I mean? And, you know, because it takes a team. You know, because I was doing everything on my own, man. You know, like, literally, like, by myself on my own. So, you know, once I, you know, develop the team, you feel me, it's time. Man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, 2020, man, it's time. For real, it's time.
It's Kid Kid's time.
Yes.
He's taking over. And that's the main thing.
And it's about time.
Man.
It's my time and it's about time. Mm. For real.
It really is. And you're putting in the work, and I can hear that from Iron Mike.
Yeah, man, that ain't nothing.
I gotta hear the other songs, and then I'm like, oh, these are even more bangers.
Yeah, definitely.
How about I get into those tracks?
Let's get into it.
The next one we got here is Gang.
Yes, play that.
Let's get into it. Mad Max.
Let's go.
Kid, 949.
Let's go.
You know what it is.
Whole gang in this bitch, you hear me? Let's get it here. Pistol on my hip, 30 in a clip. Make a deal, walk with a limp. Damn, the lit. Gang in this, 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 gang, 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 gang in this bitch. Gang, 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 gang in this bitch. Iced up like I'm. Oh, shorty wanna check. I don't want beef. I'ma sell your life for a ruckus.
What?
Boy hatin', Uncle Ruckus. Young slangin' wood like nunchuckers.
What?
If I call you my bro, that mean you my brother. They tryna fall out over that'll never love us.
Never
gang,
love.
Gang, catch a stain over wrong colors.
Gang.
Green, blue, orange, yellow, all money color.
Money.
Run it up on the road, I'm a road runner.
Pew.
Bleep, bleep, beep, beep. G5 wagon, good as a Jeep, Jeep. Rainbow shopping, cheap, cheap. That the shit I don't like, Chief Key. You'll never hear city rob me. I kill a nigga, trying world star me, ayy.
That's real, yeah, man. I put that shit on gang. You know what it is, man. KK, man. We in this jail.
Pistol on my hip, 30 in a clip. Make a deal, walk with a limp. Damn, the lick. Gang in his, gang in his, gang in his, gang in his, gang, gang in his, gang.
Gone kill yourself. Everybody move a little to the left.
To the left.
That nigga crazy, but he ain't stupid. Trust me, I'll blitz him. 3-piece suit him. Y'all go and save him. Faded, yeah, faded. I've been on the cell. Got my own shit, I'm drinking. And I'm feeling good, and I'm looking good. Charlotte smelling good. She a bad bitch, but the bitch a good, ayy.
Pistol on my hip, 30 in a clip. Make a nigga deal, walk with a limp. That nigga lit. Gang in his, 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 gang.
Two more bottles of LaSalle, yeah, we got that shit coming right now.
Another hit.
Yeah, man, we gonna go, man. We gonna go, man. Oh, bangers.
2020 is yours.
2020, man, is mine. It's my time, and it's about time.
It's yours. All you need is a blimp. The world is yours.
For real, though. Y'all getting all the exclusives first. This the first time these songs ever really been playing, except for abbreviated. But
oh yeah, abbreviated.
All the rest of these joints, man, y'all getting exclusives right now. For real, y'all probably don't even hear these songs no more.
you know until it drops.
Yeah, yeah, like come on.
Let me know when you do want me to put these into the computer system and the rotation.
Hey man, I feel like, you know, I wouldn't have gave you the songs if I didn't want you to do that.
I got you. Right away, I'm going to be making sure that our music director in the back puts these right in. He's right there with the headphones, so I'll be talking with him as soon as we leave. Get these in here.
Yeah, man, get it in there, man. Mm-hmm. Get it in there.
Get it in there. Put a little less of the mainstream stuff that's going on right now. I know we got a lot of rappers I don't like in that playlist, so let's get some Kid Kid in there.
Let's get it, man, for real.
They're bangers.
Y'all need it in there. Y'all need it in there, man. You know, I put the balance in it, man. You know, giving y'all the balance right now, man.
Now, are you signing any other artists to your label?
Right now, like, I'm not actually looking to do that right now.
Oh, so it's just you on the label?
Yeah, because, like, I know what it takes to build an artist, I know it takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of energy, a lot of money. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Stuff like that. And right now, I want to set it up to where I can do that. You know what I mean? Yeah. For the next artist, for real. And I know I gotta make it happen first. You know, just so to learn all the ins and outs, just go through everything. Cause once you go through everything, it's easier to hand those jewels down. You know, yeah. and like, I'm not into selling nobody no dreams. You know what I mean? For real. So, like, artists that I did have under me that was, like, from my hood and stuff like that, you know, like, that was my partners. You know what I'm saying? They from the hood. They going to be with me with or without. Yeah. You know what I mean? So, you know, it's different. And what I'm saying, like, I'm not into, like, selling people dreams. Like, oh, man, just because you're a great talent, you know what I mean? I'm just going to try to put you in a contract and lock you down knowing I can't. You know, I don't possess all the tools to get you where you need to go. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's just like holding somebody back. That's a matter of fact, good example of that, bro, is Roddy Rich and Nipsey Hussle. Rich. You know what I'm saying? Like how Roddy Rich was like, he was trying to sign a Nipsey Hussle. But, you know, Nipsey saw his potential and was like, nah, bro, you know what I'm saying? You know, you too big for me.
Yeah.
You feel me? For real, like you gotta know how, you know, when to do that with artists. For real.
And right now, Kid Kid is just pushing his own records right now. Big project coming soon. And even two, as he just mentioned, one before June.
Yeah, man. Like I said, man, y'all think it's a game. Here, I'm going to give y'all a mixtape before that. Just because. You know what I'm saying? Just because I'm going to give y'all one before that. You hear me?
Yeah. Now, what would you say is your favorite project of all time?
My music.
Yeah.
The Legacy. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The Legacy. That was my first ever solo mixtape that I ever did.
Mm-hmm.
I dropped it like right before Katrina. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
At that time, like the space that I was in when I was recording that, man, like I could never duplicate that. I could never duplicate that, bro. And, like, I really said some of the best stuff I could ever say. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, on there. And, like, it overall, like, it was dope, man. I sat there. Like, I did it. I did everything. I recorded myself. I, you know, was adding drops. Like, that's when I learned how to work the studio on my own. You know what I mean? Because I had to be there on my own. I was, look, for real, bro. Like, I was homeless at the time. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I had to sleep at the studio, you know what I'm saying? And like, some of the songs I was doing, like, I'm really, you know, got to hold my son, you know what I'm saying, my arm, and, you know, try to keep him quiet while I'm recording and still running in and out the booth. You know what I mean? Like that, at that point of time, and recording that tape, bro, like, it meant so much, you know what I'm saying? It's so many people that was there when I was doing it, and you know, they saying stuff on skits and stuff like that, and a lot of them not even here today. You know what I'm saying? For real, you know? A lot of them dead, and it's like, when I go back and I listen to it, man, it just, you know, it brings me back to that time when everything, I felt like that was like when everything was all good, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, and now, you know, there's a lot of people that's not here, you know, from that, and, you know, but you can still go back and hear their voices on there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? For real, man. It's crazy, man.
What would you say that you learned from Lil Wayne and 50 Cent that you can integrate in to running this record company?
With Wayne, I learned to work. You know, I learned to make sure you get that work in no matter what. You know what I'm saying? Work effortlessly. Like, you know, work tirelessly. You got to, you know, work hard. You know what I'm saying? With 50, I definitely learned to be about my business. Make sure the business is right before anything. You know, don't just jump to anything because it sound and it look good. You know, you got to make sure everything is right, even when it comes down to the people that's involved in it.
Yeah.
You know, for real, like you gotta watch everything. You know, look at everything, analyze it all. You know? Yeah. So, like I said, I got my work ethic. I should have went to college. I got my work ethic from Wayne. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I got my business savvy from Phil.
And it's just going to grow on from there, and that's what you've learned from your experiences.
Right.
So who are your producers? Because the beats were knocking when I was playing the new songs.
You did. One of my producers with me right now, Rob G. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, he's in the back booth.
Yeah. He's in the back probably trying to figure out what you know, how buttons work and stuff like that. But Chad, man, he's the dopest. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Like, right on the spot, man, for real. Mm. The Iron Mike joint, you know, he made it right on the spot. And as soon as
on
he
the NPC?
Yep, NPC and the keyboard thing got.
Oh, yeah, he probably has the Akai MIDI or something.
Yeah. He got all his equipment with us right now.
Oh, he does?
Yeah. So, you know, when we, you know, in the room, you know what I'm saying, you know, we still cook up. You know, you got to, like I said, you know, you got to work tirelessly.
Yeah.
You got to keep on working.
Just keep grinding.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Rob G, man. Like, he doing, you know, a whole lot on this project.
Mm-hmm.
The other guy, Case House.
Okay.
That's who done the abbreviated joint. And the gang beat also.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Case House, man. He's a, you know, young kid, man, way from out Africa, man.
Yeah, man.
Like, way from out Africa, man. And I've been knowing him for a few years. You know, yeah, he Ben reached out to me, just like, you know, like, yo, let me send you some beats, you know, and all right, cool.
Nah.
So to my email, in the first batch he sent, I liked it, you know what I'm saying? I went in on it, and, you know, throughout the years, he just, you know, send me beats. And, you know, one of those last batches, that's where you get the gang and you get the abbreviated, nah. You know what I'm saying, for real.
Hits.
Yeah, man.
Kid Kids hits.
Yeah, man. Gotta work. Mm.
Now, how'd you guys meet?
Who? Case House?
Yeah.
Like I said, he hit me on Instagram. He hit me on Instagram, bro. He, you know, DM me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't nothing to do with that. Just, you know, think I'm too big to, you know what I'm saying, talk to anybody, man. And stuff like that, for real. You know, like, even when people, like I said, man, when people even just comment, you know, like, DM me, like, yo, bro. You know what I'm saying? I've been listening to you. I love your music, this and that. You know, I'm going to hit him with the, for sure, 100. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate that. You know, stuff like that, for real. Because you never know who day you made by doing that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, for real, for real. But shout out to Case House, man. He reached out to me through the DM. And, you know, and I got some of his beats.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I liked it. And I've been working with him ever since.
Mm-hmm. We have some other more tracks that we want to play here tonight from yes. Kid Kid exclusives.
Yes.
Exclusive bangers.
Exclusive, man.
So how about we get to it moving?
That's the one.
I'm
trying to think. I forgot what was all up. Because I ain't going to lie. I kind of thought, like, you know, that was, hey, run it.
You know what it is.
That's good.
Mad Max, WSJE Radio, St. John's University, Queens, New York.
That little bit of booty be moving. That big ol' ass be moving. She ain't got no ass, but she moving. I wanna grab her this juice. She let me smash in the hood. She gave me in the movie. I like to wear all my jewelry. She tell me, boy, you too stupid. That little bit of booty be moving. That big ol' ass be moving. She ain't got no ass, but she moving. I wanna grab her this juice. She let me smash in the hood. She gave me in the movie. I like to wear all my jewelry. She tell me, boy, you too stupid. That big ol' ass be moving. In a bag like Big Booty Judy. I'm on a grabbing and scooping. I see my shot, I'ma shoot it. She be like, she don't f*** with no rap. I'm like, don't be choosing. You got a brand and use it. Say you bout to change and prove it. NWA, I'm ruthless. They ride the wave, I'm groovy. They like the way I be grooving. I don't do too much, I be cooling. My section be jumping, I know she won't come. And she telling my partner she knew me. Talking about a new peanut from way, way back. Bitches are new me. I broke the nominees. My shoes cost 5 of those. She saying she got that fire. I had to hit her with the fire hose. They got too many trying to work on me at the fire. Remember the day when was fucked up, I couldn't find you. That little bitty booty be moving. That big ol' ass be moving. She ain't got no ass, but she moving. I wanna grab her this juice. She let me smash in the hood. She gave me in the movies. I like to wear my jewelry. She tell me, boy, you too stupid. That little bitty booty be moving. That big ol' ass be moving. She ain't got no ass, but she moving. I wanna grab her this juice. She let me smash in the hood. She gave me in the movies. I like to wear all my jewelry. She tell me, boy, you too stupid. Up in the club wildin'. Said he gon' rob me, but I don't be caring.
Tell them the niggas are down. I hope they don't think I'm a sparrow. I got too much money and too many shooters and too many to carry. Got too many that fall in my hotel room and I'm trying to share them. Three on the bed, two on the floor. Three in the lobby, two at the door. Best friend Aiden, they gotta go. The other one stays, so let's take a vote. I pop a perk, I do the most. I got that bread, come get you a loaf. Play with my bread, I make you a ghost. You know that bread, come with the toast. That was great, girly to go. I can't be late, I got a show. These head, cause they be broke. But they on my page, like in my post. Go tell your man, Lapina don't dance. But I can shoot, and hit your folks. If you gon' dance, go ahead and dance. But don't get mad when I get close. That little bit of booty be moving. That big ol' ass be moving. She ain't got no ass, but she moving. I wanna grab her the juice. She let me smash in the hood. She gave me in the movie. I like to wear my jewelry. She tell me, boy, you too stupid. That little bitty booty be moving. That big ol' ass be moving. She ain't got no ass, but she moving. I wanna grab her the juice. She let me smash in the hood. She gave me in the movie. I like to wear my jewelry. She tell me, boy, you too stupid.
Another one.
Another one.
Another banger.
And my DJ Khaled voice, another one.
Oh, you got it down right. That and 50's voice. You could do a lot of voiceovers out here.
Yeah, I like that joint, man, for real, man. I need somebody like Megan Thee Stallion on Nelson. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Megan Thee Stallion, who are some other people you like to work with?
Oh, man, it's a lot of people, man. I like Lil Baby. Mm-hmm. I like Da Baby. All the babies, people like, you know, like Cardi B. I won't get one in with the new dude. Duke Deuce. I like Duke.
Okay,
Deuce.
Yeah.
I like Duke Deuce, man, for real. It's a lot of new people. You know what I'm saying? Free New Cap. I listen to him. Like I've been on his album. You know, lately that's who I've been listening to lately. New Cap. I feel like I work with, you know what I'm saying, a lot of people already, you know what I'm saying, you know, I work with them, you know, and then, you know, you move on to the greats, you know what I'm saying, like Dream collabs, Jay-Z and Nas,
you know. Okay.
you know, I love to do something with J. Cole and, you know, people like Kendrick, you know, just to bring out my rapping ability, you know what I'm saying? You know, I love to do something with them too. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Definitely love to see who on a Nas or Jay-Z track. That would be crazy.
Yo. Because, like, for me, one thing I learned about me, man, like, you could put me on a track with anybody. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a ride to the occasion, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And for real, you know what I'm saying? And climb all the way over the wall on it. So, for real, like, I love to just get on a track with them and, you know, see how far I can actually go, you know?
Think you could kill it, for sure. I think you could.
I know I'm going to kill it. I know I'm going to kill it, man. Man, I didn't take too many losses and stuff for this, man. I better kill it.
Yeah.
For real.
What's the current scene in New Orleans right now for hip-hop? I'm not too familiar with it because I'm out in the New York scene, so it's all New York artists. But when El Nice was sending me your tracks, I was like, yeah, I need to get him up here.
Yeah, man, that's what's up, man, for real. Right now, the current scene in New Orleans, hip-hop, man, it's all right, you know, it's all right. And I think by a lot of the, because if you notice, man, a lot of these people that's, you know, in the industry right now, like, that's the sound, like, they kind of, I don't want to say they stealing our sound because, you know, it's New Orleans producers that's actually, you know, giving them the beats, you feel me? You know, they've been using our sound a lot, and that's, you know, shedding a lot of light on New Orleans. You feel me? Like, on the bounce side of things, it's shedding a lot of light on the city for that. You know, and shout out, you know, there's a lot of local artists, too, doing their thing. You know what I'm saying? You got 89 Chris, you know what I'm saying? That's my little partner. Successful 5, you're there, he doing his thing. You got Lil Bub, you know what I'm saying? You got Gunsmoke. It's a lot of people. Mm. It's a lot of them, you know what I'm saying? Like Al Montana, Rada Giant, you know, for real. Like, if you follow me, you know what I'm saying? You'll see me, like, I post their music, you know, all the time because, you know, coming from where we come from, you know, like I say, man, like, we don't have that support system out there.
Man.
You know, so I feel like me doing that, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's, you know, showing the world because there's a lot of people all over the world that follow me, you know what I mean? So I feel like I'm, you know, giving them exposure to the world.
Mm-hmm. Now, I mentioned you off air. I usually have my artists come up here and spit a freestyle. And let me know when you're ready. You ready for the beat to drop?
Hey, go ahead, man.
Oh, we got Kid in the booth here, Mad Max. You know what it is. Live at St. John's, WSJU Radio. You know what it is when you hear it.
Kid, yeah. Rest in peace, Rider Man, too, man. For real, yeah. Rider forever. They telling me that I'm on one. Dealing with this pain, you gotta be a strong one. Went out looking for love, gave my heart to the wrong one. They with you when you shine and gone when the storm come. Ride me, you getting shot with your own gun. I'ma live my life on the run. Been pulled to be on, but they was scared of me. I think they wasn't prepared for me. Niggas tried to shoot me up like a mad junkie. I was still pulling up like a pair of Huggies. Yeah. I'm the GOAT, but I don't gloat, nigga. I gave these niggas hope, nigga. Hold up. Let me catch. Look. Kid. Hey. Niggas move like they got something to prove. You still gotta get shit approved. Look, I done gave away my tennis shoes. When they got some old Jimmy Choo's. Hey. Hold up, man. I gotta get it right, man. Yeah. Look. Drop a bag, I'ma do your features. I'm in the field like Jeepers Creepers. Had a sexy ass Filipina. Dude had her, but he couldn't keep her. Damn, man. Yeah. See, man, I gotta, think about this shit, yeah. I was on the spot like a mom. Come on, man, give me another beat, man.
You want another one?
Yeah, man, give me another beat.
Oh. Now, would you take something from the 90s? Do you want a 90s beat?
Yeah, man, I feel like, you know, any beat, you know what I'm saying? You know, you're supposed to be able to, you know, like, put on any little beat.
Any beat. I'm going to give you one. And you mentioned the name before, so as soon as the beat comes on.
I should know what it is.
Yeah, you're gonna know what it is.
Oh, Lord. Shout out to Nas, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Look. Told you I love you, but you ain't believe me. I said you love me, bitch. Hold up. Yeah, hold up. See, I gotta see how I wanna do it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Ooh. It's getting ready now.
Hold up, don't tell me that you love me, then you up and leave me. I told you I love you, but you ain't believe me. And your head game warmer than a beanie. I think that we need to sit down immediately. You know they gonna hate your dog for any reason. They all switched up on me, it was treason. They put knives in my back and they left me bleeding. I survived the attack and I came out beastin'. I get check after check after check I'm eating. I pop med after med after med I needed. And my price is so low, Michael couldn't beat it. I ain't wifein' no hoe, they be Billie Jeanin'. Yeah. Kid, man, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to the whole Miz Ant, you know what
I
mean?
Man, you killed that. You got ready, you took the coat off.
Yeah, I had to, man. It was a nice beat, man. I wanted to make sure I get some bars out on that, man. For real, man.
Much respect. I'm sure Nas, if he heard that, he'd be like, yo, you killed that.
Yeah, man, just, you know, right fast. You know what I mean? For real, for real.
Yes, sir.
Just right fast.
What's your favorite Nas album?
It was written and
Illmatic, right?
A lot of people will say Illmatic, but I like It Was Written more.
Yeah, I do too.
I like It Was Written more. I like It Was Written more, man. I love the I Am album also.
Yo, with it's like with an Egyptian pharaoh, right?
Yeah, man, with that Undying Love song.
Oh, that's the end. Like Pacino, yo, life it starts out with, right?
Yeah, man. Hey, man. Like yo, like Nas. Like, for real, man. You check my playlist, man. I got all Nas albums in there, man. I got, for real, all Nas albums. You know, Jay-Z, The Reasonable Doubt, Jay-Z.
Yeah.
You know, I got a lot of classic stuff, man.
Mm-hmm. So New Orleans rappers do listen to New York hip-hop.
Well, I don't think so. You know what I'm saying? Like,
only you?
Because I ain't gonna say only me. You know what I'm saying? But I know... When I used to ride with people and I cut these, you know, I cut them on, you know, like I cut these songs on, you know, because I've been in the zone listening to, you know, certain songs that they do. And, you know, they don't be knowing you did what it is, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. They want to hear, you know, like something that's going to, you know, get them hype and want to, you know, pop a pill and go kill somebody, you know what I'm saying? You know? For real, you know, I like to hear, you know, like, the stories that they tell, and
it was really storytelling back then.
Yes,
you know
what
I mean? They painted a picture.
Man,
that's what you do.
Yeah, man, I try. You know what I'm saying? For real, for real, man. Yeah, man,
for sure. Yeah. Don't hesitate to call in 718-993-7758.
Call in right
WSJU,
now.
WSJU, St. John's University. Get those callers in.
Holler at me, man. For real.
Oh man,
and yeah, we need a call in, man. Call me in. You know what I'm saying? I'm a rap again. That's how we doing.
Oh man. So how about we get into another track that you sent me here tonight?
Let's go.
Lion. Lion for No. Let's get into that one.
Play it. Yeah, I don't know what's on there.
All it is
let's go.
Grenades. That's
let's
it.
Go.
Ticket
let's
time go. Bombs. You know what it is when you hear it.
Why you in the club and you ain't got no money? Man, it's funny. Get out the trap, you know you ain't hustling. Stop all that stunning. I'm stacking door at the top till it rock. I'm whipping in the pot till it lock. Two pot, flip the bird at the cop. If I get locked, I'm bonding right out. I flip the spot, she a thot. Send the shots at the eye till they drop. Miami met the Lord at the dock. At the port, at the live on a yacht. How you living? Spit the house on a watch. Top drop, I ain't tour the spot. Give a f if you like it or not. From New Orleans, man, you know how we rock. Log on and I'm seeing the hate. But I bet you ain't they gon' stop. It all changed when that heat in your face. Then get out the kitchen if it's too hot. Bustin' in a couple DMs or well. Blew a bag on Selena Chanel. Know my BMs out there catching hell. They ain't won't see it prevail. No help, had to get it myself. The fake ice Ryan ain't gonna melt. Keep it G, let my shoes in my belt. FYL, fuck how you
why
felt?
You in the club and ain't got no money?
Man, it's funny. Say you my dog and keep it 100. Nigga be lying for nothing. You in a trap and ain't even hustling. Stop all that stunt. Say you be ballin', I know you bummin'. You ain't got chain for a honey. I been standin' out the way, countin' up this cake, piling up the safe. They used to laugh when I was broke, now I up, what they gon' say? See my child every day, smile on his face, show you that I'm straight. Keep an eye on my ways, ride with the kid, make sure I'm safe. Everybody, when you went to, you fell. Ain't nobody pick me up when I fell. Ride around with a getting this 20 bands by mine for bail. Listen up, got a story to tell. This cap, they be telling them tales. All rats, so I'm cutting they tail. You ain't know nothing if you ain't near. Dog in the feds, I know you fed up. I just hope he up and there with his head up. Gotta stack crumbs till you get bread up. People only gonna do what you let them. Trap house jumping like it's Coachella. Jump fly, I don't dread for the weather. Do you, I'm doing better. Won't smoke cause we bringing that pressure. Ain't no pics hitting whoever. Drop a location, we on the scene. Got the air and taking a leave. Getting off work, taking a leave. First come, nigga, take it a leave. Nothing but they may zen up in me. Drumsticks, it's a whole jamboree. Tanks out like a masterpiece. Amped up, be an amputee. Dress casual for casualties. Better not leave the club after me. I'm getting money, I don't have to speak. How this cutting up, being stuck up, something that I have to and you be. In the club and they got no money. Man, it's funny. You in the trap and ain't even hustling. Stop all that stunting. Say you my dog and keep it 100. Be lying for nothing. You say you ballin', I know you bumming. You ain't got change for a honey.
Yeah, man.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, man. Dylan, Dylan.
Are you kidding me?
I spit hot fire. Like Dylan, Dylan.
Are you kidding me? I wasn't ready for I wasn't ready for this.
You weren't
ready. I wasn't ready for this.
Oh, man.
For those I didn't even know you were bringing exclusive, but this is... Mm-hmm. They're not ready. The game isn't ready for Kid.
Yeah.
I thought they weren't ready years ago. Wait until 2020 when these drop.
Yeah, man. I'm getting better with, you know, like making actual songs now. You know what I'm saying? Mm. You know, I was just more of a spitter. You know what I'm saying? Just rap. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I had to really analyze the game and really study. You know what I mean? Study what's really going on. You know what I mean? So yeah, so you know, I'm gonna give y'all what y'all want and still be me at the same time.
Yeah.
Feel me?
I can't believe what I just heard. Yeah. I really can't.
Yeah, man, for real. It's gonna mess a lot of people up. You hear me?
Yeah. Our studio was vibrating.
Yeah, man. I'm happy to, you know, give y'all the exclusives, man, and you know, to hear the feedback on it. For real.
I'm sure it's gonna be all positive. The negatives are just haters. Trust me on that one.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it'd be like that, but he ain't doing it right if he ain't got no haters, man.
Yeah, that's right.
You know what I'm saying? For real, I want the haters. For real. You know, yeah. I ain't motivated without the haters, man.
You need them in life. They keep you going. They make you work extra harder.
Oh, yeah, of course. You know, because I take everything, you know, and he, you feel me? Like, you know, somebody tell me, I don't like this. I don't like the way you sound. Like, I don't like the way you do this. And, all right, cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I take all that and I work on that. I add that shit, you know, excuse my language. I add that to my, you know, my repertoire and making myself better. For real. For real.
Just more bombs on the way. That's all I can say. That's it.
Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's just too much cursing going on in other ones. we ain't had time to edit a lot, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I'm glad you like that, man.
Yeah, man. I really appreciate you coming here tonight, Kid. You know, I told you I've been on you for years throughout high school. I never knew a kid in the back of a bus, you know, going to high school would never be sitting here interviewing Kid.
For real.
You know what I'm saying?
For real, man. And that's love, man. I'm glad that you was able to stay a fan throughout, you know, the whole thing.
Yeah, man.
For real. And that's what's up. Like, like even when you say, yeah, you know, listen to the Peanut from Mazant mixtape. You're there for real. I'm like, hey, hold up, man. What you know about that? Man. You know?
Shaking my head.
Yeah, man, because...
That song's fire.
Yeah, man. Like, a lot of that music, like, I was just dropping music, you know what I'm saying? No promotion, no, you know, like, no nothing, no promotion, not, you know, visual, you know, no visuals, like, just, you know, just putting the music out to the people, you know what I'm saying? Because I record so much, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, like, for me as an artist, and I know a lot of other artists go through this too, you have so much music, you know what I'm saying? And you tired of just sitting on it and, you know, and listening to it, you feel me? When actually you could be just feeding your fans that music, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's what I was doing, for real, you know, up until now that I'm ready to drop this new project and, you know, go all the way with it, you feel me, as far as marketing-wise, visual-wise, you know, do everything, you know, all that's supposed to do with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your fans are going to be really happy when the new projects drop, I'll tell you that. I'll tell you that. I was happy, so I know they're going to be happy. If they're not... Yeah. I don't know what they're thinking.
Yeah.
They're not ready, though. They're not ready for Kid. Now's your time, Kid.
Yeah, man.
For you to just let anything out, say anything you have to say, any upcoming performances. I know you got the two projects coming out. Anything that we can look forward to from you.
All right. Yeah, man. Like I said, I'm going to drop a mixtape before the actual project. I know I'm going to be out there at CIAA coming up at the end of the month. So, you know, if y'all looking to hear some of that smoke, y'all get out there. I'm looking to go on a couple tours, you know. I don't want to, like, I don't do the, you know, the name dropping stuff and all of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I don't do that until it happens. You see me posting pictures on Instagram.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah. Matter of fact, follow me on the gram, too.
Get your Instagram and Twitter
in. Yeah, man, y'all run it up. Type in Kid, because my name kind of too long for people to remember, so. I'll just to tell y'all, just type in Kid, and I'm the little black dude with the blue check. you know what I'm saying? On Twitter, it's at It's Kid, KidKiddKidd. That's the only social media platforms I be on.
That's it. I'm the same way. Facebook, I haven't used that, and I don't use that.
Yeah, hey, man, that's crazy. But you know what's crazy? I've been noticing a lot of the young people on Facebook.
I don't know why. Every time I go on there, it's old relatives.
I don't know. I don't go on there. But, you know, I be on YouTube a lot. You know what I'm
saying? Yeah, YouTube is my number one platform.
Yeah, and I always see, people screaming, calling their Facebook Live. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of these dudes be beefing. Especially out here, man. You know what I'm saying? Them the dudes in Brooklyn wilding. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm hip to the scene, you know what I mean? So, you know, I'm watching all that. And that's what I'm saying. Like, a lot of them the dudes started me on Facebook. For real.
Surprised about that. No big one, Snapchat, too.
Yeah.
People love Snapchat.
I think Snapchat just kind of got wore out.
Yeah, you know I never got one.
Nah, you know what?
Never had Snapchat. I'm the only one. I always say that to anyone.
I stopped using Snapchat, you know what I'm saying, when I actually, got in a little relationship, you know what I'm saying? Because Snapchat for the thoughts, man.
I'm not on there.
Like that's for when you're trying to be sneaky. You know what I'm saying? Because for real, because you can send a little DM.
Yeah.
As soon as they look at the DM, they can't see it no more. For real, like, you can't see it no more. And then and if they screenshot it, it tell you your message has been screenshotted. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, yeah, like Snapchat was made for you to do dirt, man. Shout out to Snapchat.
Oh, jeez.
Shout out to Snapchat, man. Yeah. Kid RG5.
Oh, yeah, man.
What's that?
Oh, you must have talked about the video.
Oh, the abbreviated video? Oh, right. You know, it's nothing that, like, you know, we could talk about the video, but the video ain't done. You know what I'm saying? The video ain't done. It ain't shot yet. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to shoot it. We're going to shoot it this weekend. You know what I'm saying? We're going to shoot it this weekend, man. We got a great idea for it. We'll try to make it, like a movie. It's going to, be more of a movie, you know what I'm saying? And more creative than just the average video. You know what I mean? And I want to shoot all my videos like that. You know what I mean? Like, I want to make sure it has some substance to it,
Yeah.
You know, to keep people entertained. You know, it's time to bring back that feel of videos. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, look at The Baby.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? All the videos are entertaining. you know what I'm saying? For real. You know, shout out to dude for that, bringing the fun back into that kind of stuff, for real.
And Kid, I want to thank you for coming up here tonight to St. John's University. I think he deserves a round of applause.
Yeah, shout out to St. John, man. Thank y'all for having me,
No doubt.
Don't be looking crazy if y'all might see me enrolled in here next year. See me walking through the camp. Oh, you doing another radio interview? Nah, I got to go to my major started.
Yeah. You can take my statistics class for me.
Oh, man.
Oh, we do. We have a caller here.
Oh, we have a caller?
We have a caller here on WSJE Radio. Introduce yourself and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Going once?
Yeah.
Going twice?
Yeah,
got it. Yeah. I don't know what that was all about. I might have got cold feet, but it's all good.
Yeah, either that or I'm probably just, oh, he about to leave.
KK, like I said, you're always welcome to come back up here when you're in town.
Oh, man, I'm going to definitely come back. Like I said, man, as soon as I get back to the studio, bro, I'm going to definitely, put together a mixtape, and I'm gonna hit you up.
Yeah.
I'm going to hit you up, and I'm going to let you know, and I'm going to make sure I do a clean edit of the tape, and I'm going to send it all to you, bro.
Yeah. I'll get him right in the rotation, our music director. I'll make sure he's on it ASAP.
For real. No snack.
And this St. John's University campus is going to know Kid even more.
That's what's up, man. Yeah, man. Then I could come back and perform in the middle of the basketball
that's
court.
That's the goal.
You know what I'm saying? And go crazy. You did. And hit a half court shot. You know what I'm saying?
You got to motivate them. They're not doing too well. They're not doing too well. They're stinking up the place. We need Kid's energy.
Yeah, man. Hey, I'll come through. For real, I don't gotta wear no crazy suit to be a mascot now. You know,
you'll put on a great performance. I'm sure everyone will love it.
Yes,
you're entertaining. Yes. And I want to thank you again for coming here tonight.
Thank y'all for having me, man. I appreciate it.
No
man.
Doubt. And I know what I'm going to put on right now. One of my favorite songs from high school.
Oh, yeah. You did. No commercial.
That's right. 10:28 p.m. I'm out. Mad Max. Stay tuned.
Now I might need another drink, yeah. Gotta keep that shit on the card, man.